focus, just to persevere and just to make it. But everything that's within your grasp, you gotta take it, you gotta go harder. Just dig deeper inside you to find that method, that mode that wants that hunger to survive. Just to ride the grind and take it the way you gotta take it and never stop.
I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. Can't no one stop me, yeah, bring it in. I came to win, yeah, I came to win.
What's going on, everybody? You in tune to the Diagnosis Success Podcast, where we talk about motivation, inspiration, dedication, and as always, just tapping into your higher self. And we just want to really shout every listener out. It's crazy. Our listenership is through the roof. And we just appreciate every single one of y'all. It's truly, truly phenomenal to have you as listeners. And spreading the word. The podcast is it's a holistic approach. So we don't just focus on music. We focus on mind, body, and soul. So just getting everybody in tune. And, you know, today's really going to be a fire episode, because we are going to talk about today a topic that is pretty, it's pretty deep, pretty interesting. And, you know, we talk about relationships. The first relationship podcast we had was with Ryan Fields, where we spoke about how to have a successful relationship. Second one was with my cousin, Tanika Sadiku, where we discussed the three types of relationships, where we broke them down to soulmates, the settlers, and then the misery index. And today, we're going to talk about a good topic, a great topic. And the topic is called, If You Love Me, Then You'll Lie to Me. True or false? And I know there's a lot of people out there that feel, you know, they're either on one side of the fence. Some people feel if you love someone, then you'd be able to lie to them or omit certain information. And there's other people on the other side of the fence that say, no, absolutely not. If you truly love someone, then you should be truthful and put the cards on the table. So I think this is going to be a great discussion today. I got two people calling in. I got my cousin Tanika Sadiku. She's going to call in. She's going to join us. And then also my brother JD, also known as Joseph Brandt. She's going to call in as well. So we're going to get a male and a female perspective on this. Before we get started, though, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play this clip for you guys. And essentially, this is a timeless clip. This clip had went viral because it was between Nikki Giovanni and James Baldwin. And they were discussing the premise of, if you basically love someone, that you'll be able to lie to them. So I want y'all to listen to this clip before I get started.
If I love you, I can't lie to you.
Of course you can lie to me. And you will. If you love me and you're going off with Maddie someplace, you're lying to me. Because what the hell do I care about the truth? I care if you're there. Well, Billie Holiday say, hush now, don't explain.
All right, I accept that.
Of course you lie to me. And I don't even want to care. What does the truth matter? And why are you going to be truthful with me when you lie to everybody else? You lied when you smiled at that cracker down the job, right? Lie to me, smile. Treat me the same way you would treat him.
I can't treat
you
him.
You must. You must. Because I've caught the frowns and the anger. He's happy with you. Of course he doesn't know you're unhappy. You grin at him all day long. You come home and I catch hell because I love you. I get least of you. I get the very minimum. And I'm saying, you know, think it with me. Is that too much of the black woman to ask of the black man?
So once again, that was Nikki Giovanni talking to James Baldwin, and she was saying essentially, lie to me if you love me. And that is the premise of this podcast today. So I'm going to set it off. It's a very interesting topic for a lot of reasons. I also took a poll with this podcast. So what we did was we asked several males and several females what they thought. Everything is anonymous. However, we will break it down by gender. So I'm just going to give you guys a little insight into some of the responses that we got. All right. So first up is female number one. When asked this question, she stated, I lie/omit information to deflect and not address certain situations. I don't like conflict and have a hard time communicating when I'm in the wrong, so I lie. That was female number one. Female number two stated, I agree 100% with her. I believe that you should protect the one you love at all costs, so that if that means lying to keep them to protect their feelings from being hurt, then that's what has to be done. For the side chick slash dude, they should know the truth because they already know what it is. They're playing at their own risk. Hope that makes sense. So that was from female number one and female number two. Now we're going to, let's see, we're going to go into some of the guys' responses, right? So guy number one, he stated, my sister always told me that women are better cheaters and liars than men. And he proceeded to say, I don't know if I can really answer this accurately, but I feel people confess not because they want forgiveness, but they can't bear the burden of holding the lie. So they tell the truth to share the pain of the lie that they cause. So his answer. So basically what he's saying is yes, essentially. Let's see. So that is three yeses from two females and one male. Let's pull up another male's response. And all of these are valid. These are all valid statements that I received in regards to this. Male number two states, yes, in some circumstances, I believe lying to someone you love is acceptable. Women talk entirely too much, and I believe you should lie about minor things just for peace of mind. Every minor incident doesn't warrant a discussion. If left up to women, discussions would occur 24/7. So that's for male number two. All right, so we two for two right now. All right, now let's see. Hold on. All right, we're gonna pull up another one here. All right, this gentleman stated, true, most of us want honesty and truth, but not willing to accept it for what it is. So some interesting perspectives there. What's my take on it? So I think the starting point is, what is a lie, right? I think that a lot of times people, they look at lying as if it's worse than omission. So essentially, like, people that tend to practice omission, they're just like a, I mean, in my personal opinion, you're just a, that's just a fancy word of saying a lie, since, right? Like, at the end of the day, it's like, okay, oh, I omit, right? So you're the classy liar, right? Like, an outright lie by definition is that, you know, you're telling someone that something didn't happen that actually did. That's in black and white. That's what a lie is, right? Omission is essentially someone saying, well, I'm not going to say certain things. So it's like when people go on the stand, right? They say, well, I will not confirm or deny, right? Or I don't recall, right? That's the G that they pull to try to get over in those terms, in those types of situations. When it comes to relationships, I think a lot of times what it boils down to is standards, right? And knowing your spouse and knowing the person that you're dealing with, because the reality is that for some people, the truth is everything, right? You got to be honest and keep it real to that certain extent to say, all right, well, what does the truth matter to this person? Because if you're omitting certain things in regards to your relationship, whether that be present things, past things, that may have a dynamic impact on your relationship when the truth eventually does come out. Because the reality is this, is that it's a very, very, very small world. Sometimes we don't realize that. And what happens is when we try to omit or minimize things, they have a way of coming out, right? Because, I mean, the reality of it is that your karma is dirty. I mean, we all have our reasons for doing what we do, but when your karma is dirty, it's dirty. If I'm lying or if I'm omitting things, eventually things come full circle, right? And we have to face our demons. So I do feel that, you know, and I'm not saying that one side is right. I'm not saying that one side is wrong. I'm just giving my thoughts in regards to this topic because I see both sides. I could see both sides of the coin when it comes to this topic. Some quotes that I read, someone once said, well, deception by omission of the truth is as bad as a lie. So meaning that if you're omitting something, then essentially it's as bad as lying. You know, I think that if you're going to do it, if that's the path that you're going to go, then it's twofold. You need to own it, right? Essentially meaning that, all right, you know that you're omitting information. Don't try to psych yourself out to say, oh, well, you know, I'm righteous for doing this. Like, no, you're the same, you know, you're the same as a liar. Just own it, you know, wear it as, you know, as for what it is. another saying is that omission is just a sophisticated way of lying. I mean, I said that before, right? That's like, you know, you're sophisticated. It's like you're high class. It's like going to McDonald's to get a burger as opposed to going to like Blackstone Steakhouse, right? It's still meat at the end of the day, right? Like one, you're going to spend like, you know, $1,000 for a dinner. The other, you're going to spend like $5. It's still meat at the end of the day, right? So that's what they're saying. Like deception by omission of the truth is as bad as a lie, because omission is just a sophisticated way of lying, right? Like it doesn't matter how you try to flip it or remix it, you know? I guess, you know, what I think people should do too in regards to this topic is if you're going to, so they got a saying, right? It's like live by the sword, die by the sword. So we all know what that means at face value, right? What that means and looks like is that, all right, if you live your life a certain way, then you just have to be prepared to have to bite the bullet in that regard. So meaning that if you're the type of person where you conveniently like to omit things when it's beneficial to you or most beneficial to you, then you just also have to be willing to be on the receiving end of that as well. So meaning that when you choose to omit information, you really can't be mad when you find out that your spouse or your partner, your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, if you find out that they're omitting information, then you got to eat that to a certain extent, because I mean, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? Why do you get to be the one to conveniently omit information but other people can't? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, like that's the stone cold reality of it, is that, you know, you got to be willing to embrace that truth as well when it comes from other people at the end of the day. All right, so we got a call on the line right now. That's my brother JD. He just tapped in, man. So we're going to get a male's perspective on this topic. So we're just going to chop it up real quick. Jay, what's good, bro?
What's going on? What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling?
Man, everything is healthy, bro. Everything is good, man. So, you know, the topic that we're talking about today basically is emphasis of, well, the question is, if you love me, then you'll lie to me, true or false. Mm-hmm. And we essentially, like, we got some input from different people. Like, we took a poll. We had some answers, responses from males and females in terms of, like, just the whole premise of, is it okay to lie to someone mm-hmm. that you love or to omit the truth? So I wanted to see your thoughts on that. And then, you know, we could kind of go back and forth. I mean, I do have my thoughts on that, but, so let me know your thoughts, man. What you thinking, brother?
I kind of agree with what you're saying. What I'll say is this, I think it's, depends on the person you with in respect to relationship. You know, sometimes certain people can handle certain information and other people can't. You know, I think at the core, you know, you should definitely practice, like, as much as possible, you know, truth and transparency. I think you should practice truth, period, because that's a personal thing. You know what I mean? I think practicing truth is, like, has to do with a person's individual integrity. You know what I mean? But when you bring out the whole omission thing, I'm like, okay, I would love to be with someone who I can be transparent with. You know what I mean? I am married, you know what I mean? So I feel like I can be transparent way more than I could in any other relationship that I've been in. You know what I mean? But at the same time, you know, we know that who the person is that we're with. So if certain information, for example, you know, if something happened that may stress that person out and it's neither here nor there for them to know, you know what I mean? Then I don't know if you would call that omission, but I may not say anything. You know what I'm saying? Now, if the person finds out, I would have to stand on the fact, like you said before, I would have to stand on the fact that I didn't say anything, and I would have to be able to explain why I didn't say anything just so that I could at least look myself in the mirror. To me, I think that's true. But I also feel like, you know, if you're omitting things because you don't want to deal with the consequences if you did something wrong, then, you know, that's a different story. So I think it really kind of boils down to a person's personal moral compass as far as them telling the truth. And also, you know, it depends on whether or not that person that you're with, you know, can handle the information. Mm-hmm. if that makes any sense.
It does. It does, because, you know, it's like the old adage, it says, well, you know, you got to meet people where they're at. Right. And I agree with that. You know, this is the crazy part, bro. Right. This is where the water gets a little muddy.
OK.
You know, normally omission and lying and all those different things, it's self-serving. Mm-hmm. So most people will say, well, you know, man, listen, like, you know, a female say, oh, I know my husband's crazy as hell, so I'm not going to tell him that I just went to the mall and I bought, you know, $1,000 worth of Fashion Nova. Right. Because she's like, you know, I'm going to hide those shopping bags when I walk in the crib.
Right.
Right. And John is not going to know that I bought this stuff. Right.
Right.
It is what it is. However, you know, that's really self-serving at the end of the day, because granted, on one hand, she knows that the husband's going to flip out. So she's thinking, all right, you know what? I'm going to get ahead of it and not even say anything. But right. It's not really for John's benefit. It's for her benefit. And I think that's what happens a lot of times in most relationships. It's like, we're not saying things. We choose to omit things for our own benefit. I think that self-preservation is key. So it's like the saying, I love you, but I love me more. So people, even though they can love people, they can be, you know, in their feelings, they're in these relationships, ultimately, everyone's going to do what's best for them at the end of the day, you know? Right. So I think that for people that live their life by that code, you know, because it's only two ways it's going to go. Either you're going to be a person that always tells the truth, you stand ten toes down no matter what, right? Like, this is what it is. Or you're going to be the person that's like, you'll kind of bend the rules to your benefit. So I think, like, you know, sometimes people just need to be honest with themselves in regards to intent, right? It's like, they'll say, like,
that's true.
You know, like, people be like, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to tell my boyfriend this because, you know, this might hurt him. Like, no, if that's going to hurt your boyfriend, and chances are it's because it's something that you did, number one. And number two, it's because it's going to make you look bad. So number three, as a result, you're preserving yourself. You're preserving yourself. You know what I'm saying? So
right,
I'm here, bro. What you say?
No. I was going to say, I didn't mean to cut you off. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, you know, it depends, like you said, it depends on, they need to check motive, right? But then let me give you an example, right? So of omission, where it is not so much self-serving. I mean, it is a little self-serving, but this example, okay, so, you know, let's say there's a financial issue that needs to be fixed, right? So there's like a budget adjustment. And if you know that the person that you with gets stressed out over these type of situations, and you know that you can fix the situation, then you may just go ahead and fix the situation. You might not have to bring it up. You know what I mean? Because all it's going to do is stress that person out. So it's not like you're bringing it up. I mean, part of it is self-serving because you don't want to have to deal with the conversation, you know what I mean, of that person being stressed out. That's not like a really self-serving situation. You're kind of just like keeping the stress level down.
Now, you know why the water gets muddy? Because you damn if you do and you damn if you don't. Now, see, in your stance, truth to power, man. Mm-hmm. The problem with omission is, it's kind of like what you just said. You're taking away the opportunity for someone to know the truth and make an informed decision for themselves. Yep. So it's like, and that's why we said it gets like the Wild Wild West. There's no rules, because it's like, all right, you might believe, like, all right, yo, that's how I'm gonna give it up. You know what I'm saying? Cool, mm-hmm. That's you. But trust and believe, don't take for granted that, you know, if that truth was to ever surface, that your partner would respond positively to that. You know what I'm saying? You might think it's something small. You might think like, oh, yo, you know, I'm protecting what we have. You might be destroying what you have when that comes out. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, just know that if you're playing that game, you are playing with fire, and, you know, things do come out. So it's like, yo, just like I said, just make sure, regardless of what side of the fence you are on, that you stand 10 toes down. But the people on the flip side, I kind of feel like, you know, the people that always tell the truth, like, you know, those people that just put all the cards on the table.
Yeah.
The positive about that is that you really don't have anything to worry about, but you do at the same time. So it's basically a duality, no pun intended, right? But right. it's like, because the truth is the truth, right? So if I'm putting the truth out there on a consistent basis, I don't have to worry and keep up with my lies, because the truth is the truth. If I told you that, Right. Yo, if I told you Brenda reached out to me last Tuesday, then it is what it is. A year from now, I don't got to remember my lie because Brenda reached out to me last Tuesday. Right?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. Now, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Now, the problem is that, you know, now sometimes you might be dealing with someone in a relationship who can't handle the truth. They ask you for it. And then it's like when you give it to them, it's always World War III. And I think that's what leads to people that practice omission, because people that practice omission, like I said, it's self-serving. It's like, yo, self-preservation comes first, my man. Like, I don't want to hear this chick's mouth. I don't want to hear this dude's mouth. I'm just going to tell them what I know will be the best fit for this, for everybody to have a good weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, and I get it. But see, look, at the end of the day, with that, and I, you know, when people practice omission for that reason, then you got to reevaluate the person you with. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Because you got to, and you know, for the fellas, you got to polish the family jewels, bro. Like, you got to, you know what I'm saying, pull the set out and, you know what I'm saying, and like, use them. Use your nuts, bro. Because, like, if you got to be scared all the time that some, you know, that your woman is going to be, like, you know, screaming on you, mad at you, da da da, then you got to reevaluate that, or you got to set those boundaries. If that's happening in the beginning, let me be clear. If that's happening in the beginning of your relationship, then that's what I mean when I say grab the jewels, you know, what you said, stand 10 toes down and be like,
toes down.
You know what I'm saying? Set your boundaries and say, listen, I told you the truth. If you can't handle that, then, you know, this is the person that I am. And I'm saying that, and I understand that everybody, we're all made differently. You know what I'm saying? Some people are a little more passive than others. Some people are more aggressive than others. That's fine.
I raise my hand.
Yeah, you know, you know what I'm saying? I get it. But at the same time, certain things are uncomfortable on both sides when it comes to a relationship and when it comes to what we're talking about specifically. And I'll give you I'll explain.
I had a man, yo, when you see, because I had a question for you, man.
Oh, go ahead.
I love this, man. I love this. So like I'll give you an example, right? And you tell me, like, because I think like this is basically I took a poll, right?
Okay.
I read to the listeners before you came on, like, the poll. But these are some of the things that were stated, right, from men and women, right? So female number one, this is what she said. She said, I agree 100%. I believe that you should protect the one you love at all costs. So if that means lying to keep them, to protect their feelings from being hurt, then that's what has to be done. For the side chick slash dude, they should know the truth because they already know what it is. They're playing at their own risk. Hope that makes sense. Now, that's female number one. Female number... he said...
okay.
Female number two said, I lie slash omit information to deflect and not address certain situations. I don't like conflict and have a hard time communicating when I'm in the wrong, so I lie. It's female number two. All right. Male number one said, I have found that females constantly lie about their past relationships and sexual experiences. As a result, I lie just the same. That was male number one. Now, male number two, hold on, let's pull him up. Most of us want honesty and truth, but not willing to accept it for what it is. So that was male number two. So let's break. I want to kind of just get into some of these here. So
male number two is the wisest one to me.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's true. You know, because he said most of us want honesty and truth, but not willing to accept it for what it is, which is true. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, if you're practicing omission, kudos to you, but just realize that, you know, you can't expect to receive what you're not willing to give. So if I'm omitting things, then how can I look at someone else and want them to give me so much? You know, like, you people, you know, it's like they want the world, but they give you, you know, they give you a value meal. You know what I'm saying? It's
scared.
Like, all right. Right.
They're scared.
Right. You know, and it's like, you know, you just have to realize, though, your relationships are always going to be dysfunctional. Because you got to arrive to a place of better communication. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if I have the expectation that I want you to give me, 110% transparency, then best believe the expectations that you're going to do the same. And if not, I'm going to pull back, you know, because it's like, why like, imagine, that's, first of all, that's really like a form of gaslighting, right? It's like someone who's playing mind games. It's like they want you to tell everything about you and everything that you've done, but when it comes to them, now they're omitting information. That, I mean, that's some psychological mind game, you know what I mean?
Right, but you know what it is? Like, well, okay, let me ask this. How raw can we get in this conversation?
Bruh, this is raw, brother.
All right. Because, you know, because I know certain people, certain listeners, they get mad when you start.
Man. Yo, our listeners, bro, that trust me, they love these conversations, man. So get raw. Because and after this one, then I want to talk about what Mel number one had said. So.
Okay. Know. No, and okay, so check this out, right? So for anybody listening, this is my opinion. Right, you know what I'm saying? This is my opinion, but and I would ask you, when listening to my opinion, if you get absolutely defensive as soon as I'm saying what I'm saying, or you absolutely disagree right away without hearing all of what I'm saying, then you may need to search a little deeper. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So at least you don't have to agree with me, but at least think it out. You know what I'm saying, of what I'm saying. All right. So when it comes to the truth, like what male number two was saying. We want the truth because we're naturally, as human beings, we're nosy, and we want, like, knowledge is power. So we are thirsty for, like, the knowledge of what's actually going on so that we can manipulate it to ourselves, right? Unconsciously, this happened. So that's why we want all the information, but we don't want to give any information because then the other person will have that same power, right? And we, most people are running around scared because they don't want to get hurt. So in a relationship, just like the other dude was saying, he was talking about, what did he say? Women lie about...
Mel, that was number one. He said, I find that most women lie about their past relationships and sexual experiences, so I lie the same.
Right. Now, what he doesn't realize is that women, yes, they do lie about their sexual experiences, and the reason they lie...
Now, why is... That's what I just said. Now, why is that?
Because I feel... like they lie because some women lie because they don't want to look like a hoe, right? Mm-hmm. And they understand that the male ego is a fragile thing. You know what I'm saying? The male ego is a fragile thing. Men don't like to really say that all the time, but that's the nature of an ego, because you don't want to admit to any sort of a weakness, right? But the male ego, not many men are able to do, like, for example, no disrespect, all due respect, what Kanye did. You know what I'm saying? Like, most men are not going to be like, I'm going to marry this woman who publicly had sex with all of these dudes.
Now, I love this conversation, bro. Right. I just got to say I love this. Because, we be having these talks, like, outside of the box. So this is just regular for us, right? But here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. So you got two types of males, like, keeping it 100, right? Okay. You got alpha males that are assertive, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got simps, right? Those are the men who, they ain't got no backbone. Women out here just running circles around them, and they don't got a clue, right?
Right.
When you're dealing with an alpha male, the reality is that we already know what it's hitting for.
Right.
That's the thing. You can't run game on an alpha male. You can't. Right. There's no way. Like, we're a different breed, right? We are a beast. We know what it's hitting for. So the thing is that, like, to your point, you know, you said, like, most men can't do what Kanye did. But the thing is, Kanye already knew what it was, because he knows that there's a lot of women out there just like Kim. The only thing is that they ain't on Front Street with it. You know what I'm saying? Right. So they lie about it, and they downplay it, and they minimize it as if they're running game. But we already know what it's hitting for. You know what I'm saying? So I think, like, you know, for him, psychologically, he's like, all right, yo, you know, I know what it was. You know what I'm saying? But I also know that, you know, regardless of who I get with, everybody has a past. Everybody has a history, whether they're willing to be honest with it or they want to downplay it because they think they're protecting someone's ego. But all you do, like, see, that's a form of running game too, right? Because the thing is, with alpha males, you can't run game. You know what I'm saying? We know the game. We got game for the game. Right. So at the end of the day, it's like, all right, even if you think you're stroking someone's ego, you don't got to protect an alpha male's ego, because it's a different type of beast. You know what I'm saying? Let me just say this last piece. That works with a simp or a weak male. What happens with the alpha male, and this is what, you know, women, listen to this. This is really some game I'm dropping right now. These are gems. when you do that with an alpha male, what you don't realize is that the exact opposite happens. So when
that's what they don't realize.
So when you say you can run that game on a simp, right? Mm-hmm. You could downplay, minimize, whatever you want to do. When you come to an alpha male with that, he's like, I know you're lying. Mm-hmm. But you know, but here's what we're gonna do. I ain't gonna call you on it that I know that you're lying. We just gonna play this game. And that's what happens with an alpha male. And that's what they don't realize. And actually, it makes it worse because now they're watching you because they're like, okay, all right, you're not being fully honest. You're not keeping it real. You're not protecting my ego. Now you're just making me kind of question certain things. And now I'm looking at other things. So, you know, in that sense, like you said, to your point, you have to know what type of person you're dealing with, right? Like, because that's going to actually help you know how to navigate certain situations and certain people. You can't run the same game. Listen.
And you just rocking the, and the guy is just rocking them to sleep. Like, basically, all he's doing is just making you feel more comfortable. Like,
Of course, yes.
What you don't realize is that all he's doing is, we shouldn't even be giving this out, but whatever. But it don't matter though. You know why? It don't matter. Because, like you said,
this is real, though. This is real, man.
All this is going to hurt people who don't know.
Listen, this is only going to hurt people that's fraudulent and, you know, they're being full gazy. This is real conversation, man. This is real.
Exactly. Listen, let me just, and let me say this too before I forget what guy number two doesn't realize. When he said women lie, so I lie the same. I'm like, bro, you women lying because women are smart. Like I said, women are smart enough to recognize that a man's ego is, and if she really tells the truth, she's probably not gonna be with you, right? Mm-hmm. Or you're gonna probably like make her side chick number three or whatever, right? So at the end of the day, that's why she's lying. You have no reason to lie, bro, because the lying for you only hurts you. Telling the truth helps you more. If you already in a relationship and you have a caught up in a web of lies, that's another show. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure, you know, send Kyle a fee. He can show you how to get out the web. You know what I'm saying? But if you just now starting out in a relationship, don't start that relationship off with lies. It's only going to hurt you because women are better than us at that.
Yeah.
They're better detectives, yo, because we don't care that much.
Yeah.
Their detective and their paper trail starts from day one, fam.
Facts.
From day one. You want your record to be spotless. Even if you tell them something, like I'll give you an example, light example. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go hang out or whatever. You know, maybe it's a mutual friend, whatever. Y'all hanging out somewhere, or you bring her to your people's barbecue or something like that. And some chick walks up to you that you done been with before, and she's respectful enough to just hug you, say hi, and walk off. A female automatically is going to know that you've been with that chick, period. She's going to know. You know what I'm saying? And she ain't going to say nothing right then most of the time. She's just going to either watch and wait. You got different women. Some of them watch. Some of them make a big scene in the you know, right there or whatever. But she's going to know. So if she asks you, it's no reason to lie. You need to say, yes, we did. We dated. Or we had sex or whatever the case happened, right?
So, Now, Jay, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Now, if that female probes, and let's say that she could, now if you're in a relationship with this young lady and she probes, and she says to you, all right, were you involved with this woman at one point? And you say yes. Yep. And let's say that she probes further. She says, okay, how so? You know, what did you guys do? How were you intimate? You know, did you protect yourself? Did you do that? At that Now, at that point, right? This is where things get dicey because this is where people start start rewriting history, right? And start, they're going to change the dynamics to what they feel will be the safe answer for this person to hear. So, as a man, you being in that position, knowing that you don't want things to come back to haunt you, or you don't want, you know, people who know people to start coming back with information to her. What do you do? Do you omit? Or do you stand 10 toes down and be like, yo, yeah, we did this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or, you know, I didn't use protection or whatever.
Now, hold on. Let me ask you this.
I know this is convoluted, but I love this, man.
Why
is it? Now, is it because of society? Because, see, as a man, you have no problem saying that, right? You can say like, yo, I was intimate with this girl. We didn't use protection like two times, but blah, blah, blah. Whatever it was, right?
Right.
Why is it a societal constraint that you think is a double standard with men and women, where women feel psychologically that they can't be that raw and that real because they feel that they would look like a hoe.
Because they can't. Mm-hmm. It's just the truth. Unfortunately, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. But guess what, ladies? Y'all get in on the other side. Because, like I said earlier, if a man, M-A-N, a man, not a boy, a man, does not care, he cares. He don't want you to be like, a bum, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? but you know what I mean? Like, he wants you to want something out of your life, obviously. You know what I mean? But, meaning he doesn't want to leech. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, a man is not going to be like, oh, you only make this much a year? I can't rock with you. I have yet to hear a man say that. You understand what I'm saying? Like, a man is not going to say that. A man is going to say, look, you're working on you, I'm working on me, whatever. Now, on the flip side, a woman would say that real fast. You know what I'm saying? So it's a double standard on both sides. The same way that you don't want a man, ladies, you don't want a man who, you know, can't take care of you or whatever the case is, or himself. We don't want no woman who's been out in the streets and belong to the streets. We just don't want it. Our value, society has our value placed in different places. And it is society. That's what happened. It's just how it is. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Whether you agree or think it's wrong or right, it is what it is. So if you're under any other illusion or delusion, then that's kind of might be the root of where your problem is, because men don't care about, and I hear women say this all the time. They be like, yeah, I got this and I make this and that. So I, you know, whatever. And it's like, a man doesn't, that's not like impressive to a man.
Bro, I agree 110% with you, bro. It's not about the monetary value. Yeah. And that's what they don't understand. What a man truly wants is a woman that's respectful. Right. A woman that he can be proud of. And you know, a saying that's true is that, you know what, I'd rather face the truth than love a lie.
Yeah.
So let me know you, you know, because I'm going to let you know me. You right. know, I'm going to always put the cards on the table. I'm going to be transparent. But let me know the real you, not the you that you want to portray or right. that, you know, you think would go over well. No, I want to know the raw, you know, right. because that, you know, it's a lot of people out here that love a lie, right? It's like, right. you know, they're being presented with lies, things are being omitted. And what you love or think you love ain't real. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the thing. It's like, all right, you know, striking that balance where, you know, like you said, you got to speak truth to power when it comes to certain things. You know what I mean? Because a true male, a true alpha male, we don't care about certain things, bro.
There's certain people, like you said, that what's the quote you just said? I'd rather...
Oh, I'd rather face the truth than... no, I'd rather face the truth than love a lie.
Right. Some people absolutely disagree with that.
Right. They want to love a lie. It is a lot of people out there like that.
Yeah. And you know what? A lot of people take full advantage of it. You can't run weak game on an alpha male, right? But in a sense, and I know some people probably won't fully understand what I'm saying, but in a sense, alpha males are actually almost running game on themselves. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we recognize game a lot faster than other dudes, but a lot of times, alpha males became that way because they got game ran on them.
True, true.
Most guys don't start out wanting to be this way. Some guys do, you know what I'm saying? But most guys, you know, it just depends, you know, of what you've seen, and maybe sometimes that's all you know. Mm-hmm. But for most men who wind up this way, they didn't start out this way because you got to take losses, bro. It's like, that's like when people act like they were successful and never took a loss. That's a lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, of course you could talk about your highlights, but you learn from the losses. So how do I know when the female's lying? Because I got lied to. How do I know when the female's like trying to run game on me? Because I've seen it so many times. I've seen my homeboy do this. And I use this example a lot. You know, how I've seen women, I've been chilling, you know what I'm saying, with a group of women, group of guys, whatever, we all chilling. a girl sitting right next to me on the couch on my homeboy's lap, bro, talking to her man on the phone, talking about, yeah, baby, I love you. I'll be home soon. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I've seen it numerous times. So I'm like, yo, people, it can happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, these things, women, I'm not, and I'm saying that because I'm not taking anything away from what women could do. Women naturally have a seductive quality. You know what I'm saying? Most women have this seductive quality that men are weak to. Women who know how to stroke a man's ego the right way, if she learns that man, if she's smart enough to know what that man's like buttons are, she can control mm-hmm. him. Like, not control, but she can run
games. She can manipulate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she can manipulate. That's the right word. She can manipulate. And some guys don't care. Some guys know already. They're like, I already know what this is. You know what I'm saying? And whatever. She makes me feel good. She's good for my ego. So I'm doing it. I'm a rock with her. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And that's a choice they make. Same thing with women. You think women don't know? You think that these prostitutes don't know what they're doing? Like, they go to work every day happy? You know what I'm saying? Like, you think that they, like, are, you know, love the job and love the career? Not most of them. They probably love the pimp. You know what I'm saying? They probably love the guy who's running game in their head. They know. Like, it was like a scene one time in that, to me, was like real. It was a scene in this movie. You know that movie, Hustle and Flow? Mm-hmm. Where the girl, the white girl he had, they was outside the record store or something. She said some line. She was like, yo, she was like, not right now. She was like, I know, like, you play with my head and I let you. Mm-hmm. But not right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's not like they're not conscious of what's going on. It's a choice they make to believe the lie, to believe the fantasy. Mm-hmm. You know, and anybody out there who's trying to maybe, you know, find something real, then you got to be real. You have to, like, bust that bubble or whatever that thing is, man. Like, or at least be real with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, be real with yourself about the fact that this is what I want to believe. I want to feel happy, and this is what I want to believe. And take responsibility and own that. Because if you don't own it, then you're just going to stay in a fantasy.
Facts. And you know what, bro? I agree with that 110%, because I think, too, like, you said something that was critical before, and that was the fact that you said you got to put the cards on the table with the person you're dealing with. So right. A lot of times, I think, like, things go left unsaid, and that's the problem. It's like you get in this relationship, you start being intimate, you having sex. Sex is great. It's amazing. But then mm-hmm. there's red flags in regards to certain things. And it's like sometimes people don't address those things. So I think, like, you know, and this is not to say, hey, at the end of the day, people going to run game if they want to run game, right?
Right.
You can say, you know, to put the cards on the table. But if someone wants to lie to you, they're going to lie to you. But sometimes you might be pleasantly surprised. You know what I'm saying? So I think, like, so I think at the end of the day, if you don't ask, you'll never know. That was always my mantra, even from a young age, like, you know, growing up where we grew up, like, yo, we grew up in the hood, bro. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's like we had to be like 10 toes down and be aware of our surroundings. And it's like,
right,
we got to ask questions. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, not asking a question could be the difference between you make it at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo,
you
who's on that block over there?
All the time.
Yeah, yep. Where that set at? You know what I mean? So I think, like, you know, when it comes to relationships, put the cards on the table, you know, like for men and women. Say to that person you're with, ask them straight up, like, have you ever omitted any information from me in regards to anything? That's the first part. Second one is, do you always believe in telling the truth, or do you believe in omission? Those are straight up questions. Doesn't mean they're going to give you the answer. It could be they'll G would say, yeah, of course I've always been honest, you know? Or you might get someone to be like, yeah, straight up, I believe in omission. You know, I don't think there's certain things you should know. And then you could take it from there. It's like,
now, see, here's the thing though. Everyone wants the other person to be honest.
If
I say that I'm okay with omission, then they're gonna omit. So they're gonna say, okay, now here's the thing, right? You gotta ask yourself, am I willing to be honest? If you're not willing to be honest, then you gotta play the game that you're in. You feel me? You can't be mad. Wait, yo, when you get lied.
Yo, it's yo, and that sounds so bad, bro. It's
I'm just saying.
It's like, yo, it's like, damn, bad, man. But... Like, your relationship is supposed to be your haven. It's like, now you're playing Squid Game. Like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I tell you, like, shouldn't be in a relationship. Yeah. You shouldn't even be on the court.
But before you even try to engage someone else, because what you got to realize is, like, you know, I spoke about this when me and Tanika did the last podcast about relationships, and we were talking about soul ties, right? Mm-hmm. And we were talking about, like, you know, how a lot of people, they have sex with a bunch of different people, and they're not aware of these soul ties, right? And that's why I said it's important for people to take the time to really just know yourself, mind, body, and soul. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, because there's a lot of spiritual warfare going on out here. And that's a whole nother podcast. Right. When you're dealing with sex and relationships. Right. But to know yourself is important because, you know, when you know yourself, you're in tune with yourself. The reality is this, man. People can try. But 9 times out of 10, your inner compass is going to let you know when somebody's running game on you.
Exactly.
When you're in tune with yourself, you know, you align with God. You got a relationship. You just feel it. It's like it's like natural instinct. It's like you know, when an animal's in the wild and they know a predator is near. It's like, you know, something's off and something's not right. You can tell when someone's omitting something from you. You can tell when someone's being deceptive towards you, and you know it. But in order for you to peak game, you got to be in tune with yourself. So that's you know, the main strength is, like, yo, focus on yourself, build yourself up as an individual. So that way it's like, yo, when you start going in these relationships and people got baggage and people got all these issues and all these other things, you know who you are. You know what I'm saying? And if it gets to the point, you know, you got to make a decision, like, all right, I'm a person that likes to put the cards on the table. I'm with someone who's a liar. Basically, like, you know, they're just a they're a fancy liar. You know, an omitter is just a word for being a fancy, you're a sophisticated liar. It just is what it is, right? So it's like, all right, if I like to keep it real and this person is a sophisticated liar, clear as day, I got some decisions to make. You know, do I still want to deal with, because it's like, yo, all right, if you're lying about old stuff, then God forbid, what the hell are you doing with the new stuff? You know what I'm saying? Like, this, like, an omitter is an omitter. That's just what it is. That's your code. You know what I mean?
The thing about trust is that it takes so long to get, and it's so easy to lose.
And once you lose, yo, pawn the replay, man. Nah, pawn the replay, bro. Say that again, man. Say that again.
Trust is so hard to earn. It's so hard to gain, right? Mm-hmm. But it's so easy to lose. And the thing about it is that not only do you mess up a person, unless, like you said, knowing yourself is important, right? Knowing yourself is important. It gets deep because a lot of times the only reason people are trying to manipulate is to protect themselves.
Facts.
You're scared. It's an insecurity.
Self-serving. It's self-serving.
Yes. When you're secure within yourself, then it doesn't really matter. Like, for example, right? I'll give you a light example. We, you know, in the crew, anybody who's part of a crew, you got friends, y'all probably joke on each other, you know, crack jokes on each other, whatever, right? But sometimes, you know that your friends love you. So it's not like if somebody crack a joke on you, whatever, you know what I'm saying? You're going to take it to heart or whatever. So you don't, your guards are down a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? With those type of people, you don't feel the need to, like, manipulate as much. You know what I mean? Some people do, depending on your crew. Some people shady. But if you got a good one, then you're not so guarded, you know, with people that you're comfortable around. But if one of those people break that trust, right, it's going to change the dynamic of the relationship. And it's going to be harder to get it, depending on what it is. It's going to be harder to gain that trust back because you're going to be like you said, you're going to be thinking not only about what just happened just then, but you're going to look back like, well, how long have you been doing this? How long has this been going on?
You start looking at everything and anything because now it's like that discrepancy doesn't add up. You've been saying this for the longest and now this doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying?
Unless that person absolutely comes all the way clean right then and there.
Real talk, listen.
Then it can heal, but... Exactly.
But you got to rip the Band-Aid off. And I think you made a valid point. Once that, it's like, listen, if you're going to omit, you're going to play that game, kudos to you. However, once you get exposed, you got to bite the bullet, man, because what happens is that you're going to further compound a bad situation and make it worse. Because it's like, if I find out that you've been omitting stuff and now it's coming out, I'm like, oh, peep game, you running game. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, now I'm going to take everything you say with a grain of salt. And do you really want that? You know what I mean? Like, do you really want to throw away the baby with the bathwater because of your pride and your ego, because you got exposed and now you got to still keep up with this lie? Like, yo, just keep it real, man. Like, and that's if you value the relationship, you know, if you know, if you, you want to just keep
more
playing
than yourself,
that game.
Like you said.
If that's crazy what you just said, though, because it's so true. People like that, they value themselves more than they value the relationship.
Right. And so they'll throw out the baby, the bathwater.
Facts,
the
facts. Because it's all about them. It's all about their ego. It's all about preserving the facade that they've been trying to keep up. And to your point, man, it's like, you know, like I said, whether you tell the truth or you omit, just own who you are and what you are. And don't try to develop this methodology to justify what you do. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you know, I'm doing it for the relationship. Nah, bro. Nah, sis. Yeah, you're doing it for you. Yeah, and you're exactly psyching yourself out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy, man.
That's what it's for. Because you can't, there's no way. First of all, there's no way that you're going to say you're doing this for the relationship. You may be doing it for the relationship to save the relationship, but you only want to save the relationship for you.
Okay. So with that being said, I'm going to ask you three final questions, bro. This is dope because Tanika's going to hop on it. We'll chop it up as a part two to get the female's perspective. So you said certain things shouldn't be omitted as opposed to other things. So I'm gonna give Tanika these same three things. Okay. You tell me if these things should be fully transparent or not in your reason. The first one is finances. If questions are being asked, should your spouse be totally transparent?
Yes, I think so. See, like I said, these are situational things, right? Because, you know, I think that it should be transparent. I think that, you know, depending on how you guys set everything up from the beginning, you know, I think that's a situational thing. Because let me say why. Because some women, you know, or men, they're like, okay, like the back in the day thing where the man comes home and he hands his check, you know, to the wife, and she pays the bills and all, right? So he may not know everything going on day to day with the bills or the household finances and all of that within the household, but, you know, if he needs to ask a question, I'm pretty sure that she ain't gonna lie, you know what I mean? Or there's nothing to hide, like, you shouldn't hide it. So yeah, in that sense, it can be transparent. Some guys take care of the stuff. Some people do it dually. However you guys decide to handle it, it should be a system that you guys set up. And yes, ultimately the finances should be transparent if a question is asked. You know, if it can't be transparent, then you should evaluate the relationship and why it can't be transparent and get to the root of that.
Gotcha. Second one is family dynamics. If, you know, sometimes like people get in relationships with people and family dynamics can be very convoluted. It could be, you know, messed up relationships, could be all kinds of issues with that family. Should someone be totally transparent and let that person know what they're getting into, or should they hide things until, you know, years down the road and it's like, surprise, surprise?
Nah, I think, I definitely think they should be transparent in this, but not all at once. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's something that should happen during the courting, dating process. You know what I'm saying? Like, over time. Like, I don't think there should be any major surprises after you're married. You know what I mean? Like, you know, but I think as you're getting to know the person, yeah, those things should, you know, should come out periodically. If it's something that's important, you know, I can't think of like an offhand example, but, you know, if it's something like that's major, then yeah, that, you know, that thing should be brought up, especially before a marriage situation happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, during a relationship, yeah.
Past relationships and or sexual experiences. So meaning either if you had, you know, unprotected sex, what you did sexually, how many partners you had, all of those things. Should that person be totally honest? And, you know, I got a little mixed response in regards to this, because on both sides, male, you know, men and women, and answers weren't just one sided. You know, it was some women who felt they want to know everything that you did, put the cards on the table. There were some guys the same way. There were some women that said, no, they said, absolutely not. I will not divulge that information because of how they didn't want to be perceived. So, you know, someone was like, you know, whether it's oral sex or whatever, they weren't going to disclose that to their current partner.
It's too late now. It's too late. I mean, let me let you finish first. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It was, you know, guys had said the same thing. It was like, nah, you know, I ain't going to disclose that.
That solely depends on those two people in the relationship because, and if it were me personally, I'm going to ask you, if I'm asked that question, I'm not going to offer that information. You understand what I'm saying? Like, how does that conversation start? Like, hey, yeah, so by the way, I had sex with this many people in my life. Like, obviously somebody's going to ask the question. Oh, so, you know, how many people have you been with? Da-da-da. Fine. If they ask that question, my next response, my response to them is going to be, do you really want to know the answer? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you really want to know the answer to this question? Because I'm not asking you that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I may not ask because if I need to know that, I got to ask myself, why do I want to know? You know what I mean? And whatever the answer is, can I handle the answer? You feel what I'm saying? So if you're asking because, you know, you want to know how many, you know, if this person had this many sexual conquests and if they had too many, then you're not going to be with the person, then you're kind of putting them in a situation where if they want to be with you, you're forcing them to lie. So either way, you're not really going to know until it comes out later. So, I mean, you're kind of trusting the person anyway. So if y'all want to be, you know, open and talk about it, cool. But you also have to respect the person if they say, yo, I don't feel comfortable, talking about that or discussing that.
And that's your answer within that answer.
Yeah, because
you know what I'm saying?
That's a hard question, bro.
Right? Because you know what it is? I think I see both sides of the coin. I can see why someone would just be private. They want the past to be the past. However, you know, if you've had a lot of conquests, for lack of better words, right, and if you weren't protecting yourself, then I think that person should be privy to that information because it's too many diseases out here.
That's true.
And that's the thing. And, you know, we talk about everything, herpes, you know, crabs, gonorrhea, you got AIDS, you got so many diseases out here.
That's true. People,
you know, people lie about body counts. People lie about what they do sexually because it's like, they know that, yo, you could look crazy out here. And, you know, sometimes, you know, what people fail to realize, it's not even about ego. There's a lot of people out there that value their health and value their life.
That's true.
Right? And flat out, it's like, all right, if you're dealing with somebody and you're having unprotected sex, but this is what they do, right? They just have unprotected sex with everybody. Your health is now at risk because they're choosing to omit that information. That's some serious shit.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
But at the end of... You know, yeah, okay. You're right. I can see that point. You know what I'm saying? I can see that point. I mean, I've had those conversations with different women, you know what I'm saying, that I was dating and stuff. Like, but at the same time, like, you... I don't think...
Out of those interactions, did you feel the level... Because once we talk about knowing yourself and being in tune with the person...
Right.
Did you feel that they were being totally transparent and honest with you in their answers? All of them? Or did you feel that some of them were being deceptive?
Some of them. I think some of them were being honest. Like, you know, I believe a few of them was probably lying. You know what I'm saying? But the truth of the matter is, at the time, it didn't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were having a conversation. Like, I didn't bring it up. They brought it up. So it was just like, okay, well, you know, show me yours, I'll show you mine.
But hold up. Now, that's part of it, too, because it's like, that's a bit of a Jedi mind trick, too, because it's like, if they're bringing it up.
Right.
But that's game. That's running game, right? It's like, Exactly. I'm going to bring up the topic because I already know how I'm going to flip it on you. But yep. I just want to see what you're going to say because I'm going to omit regardless. That's game.
Here's the crazy thing, right? What ladies don't realize when they're dealing with certain dudes, like, you can say that to me. All I need for you to do is, you'll be a dummy to lie to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm never going to say anything. The lie is going to come out at some point, right? And then once you lie to me, you can never call me out for anything ever.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, I'm not going to lie to you just for that purpose. Even though you think, because women are going to think you're lying anyway.
Yo, it's like we said before, the inconsistencies. Eventually, there's going to be a hiccup. There's going to be something that happens where it's like, that doesn't align with everything else. Right. So what are we talking about here?
I'm not going to help with your training. Because how do you become a better liar? You get caught. Mm-hmm. And then you be like, oh, I got to do better. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I got to. When you being sneaky, you get caught. And then you like, oh, like you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar. You like, oh, man, I got to do better next time. If I want cookies, let me check to see if somebody's around the next time. So I'm not going to help you with your sneakiness. I'm just going to not say anything until, you know, and it's no reason for me to do that. So anyway, when it comes to that, I don't know, bro. Like, I guess my answer is kind of double-sided because I think it depends on, like, how the conversation comes out. I don't have a problem, you know, talking about that type of stuff. You know, I've never really had a problem talking about it, you know, or hearing it, you know. But I'm not going to lie and say, you know, I could be with a woman who's been with, like, you know, 50 dudes in the neighborhood we live in. Some dudes can do that.
I feel you 110%, but this is why people omit, right? They know their history is crazy. They know their past is crazy. They know that, you know, if they fully divulge everything, that you're going to look at them for who they really are and be like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just another notch under your belt. You know what I'm saying? Like, men and women alike.
Here's the problem with that. Well, I can only speak from a male perspective, right? Mm-hmm. The problem with that is when we go to the movies and then you pass by John and John is still on the court playing that game, John's going to try his luck with you. Because he's had you before, and he don't care nothing about your relationship because he's in the game.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So now you got out the game. So now the dude that you with is either gonna have a conflict with John, right? Mm.
This
is
and you gotta explain that.
Get killed. Yeah, this is why men get killed over women more than almost anything else.
I agree with you 110%. Men and women, because men lie, women lie, and then it puts the person that's in that situation in a situation because they're not privy to that. Like for a perfect example, like you said about the movies. All right, if you're there with your lady, there's a guy there who she clearly had a relationship with in the past or whatever, but you know she wasn't totally transparent with you about the extent of that. Then that's going to be a problem because now when that dude is assertive, you're going to step up and be assertive, but you're oblivious. You don't know. You know what I'm saying?
And now, like, you look like a simp because you over here. Exactly. Defending.
They're like, oh, you wife that? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
you wife that?
That's what dudes do. Ladies, in case you don't know, that's exactly what dudes do. Like, that's
the conversation.
Like, they'll be like, oh, hey,
that's your wifey,
or whatever.
They're like, yo, like, she was every. Like, yo, let me tell you what she was doing. Like, you know,
word up.
You know, like just last year. Like, these are the conversations. You know what I'm saying? And women do the same thing too when it comes to
men. And now it's too late because now the dude is in love with you.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And now it becomes
what he thought was you.
Right.
What he thought was you because of what you falsely presented based off of what you chose to omit. Right. So, man, listen, this gets so deep, bro.
Yeah, like, man.
This is crazy, man. This is like...
Look, I know we got to wrap up, but I just want to say this. Ladies, if you have been promiscuous in your past, unfortunately, I'm not addressing the guys because guys can bounce back from that.
Of course.
It's way easier than a woman can, whether it's fair or not. But... ladies, if you have been promiscuous in your past, I would say this. If you're looking for something real, just be honest. There are guys out there who can handle it and who's like, you know what? Yo, I really rock with you. Like, I appreciate you being honest like that. Cool. You know what I'm saying? And especially if you're not carrying yourself like that still. You know what I mean? But yeah, you don't see cops cursing people out because they'd be like, oh, you're a cop. You feel me? Like, I don't even think, like a prostitute wouldn't even get mad if you called her a prostitute.
You know what's crazy? Yo, that's so valid, man. And on top of that, bro, like, I just want to add on that because I know we wrapping up. But on top of that, it's like, what people have to realize, and I found this too, a lot of times in life, man, like, yo, everything you want is on the other side of fear.
Word up.
Even that's in real. Your even in your relationship. That's what people got to understand.
That's so real, bro.
It's men and women out here. They like certain things. They might be like into some freaky stuff, or they did freaky stuff in their past, but they don't want to say it in their current relationship because they're afraid of how they're going to look. That person you're with may like that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like you're fighting so hard to keep and protect the image that's not true, when the true you might actually be the most best thing for both of you. So exactly. It's like, you know, stop fronting, stop capping. You know, that goes for men and women. I know we can only really speak from our vantage point. Right, you know what I'm saying? Because we're men, you know what I mean? And you know, when I do the second part with Tanika, we can compare notes.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? To that one.
Yeah, yeah, man. But nah, this was amazing, bro. Like it was always dope, man. But you know, we had these talks all the time.
Me, man. Yeah, I know.
Of course, man. Of course. You know what I'm saying?
We didn't even get as deep as you know. Normal, but
I know, yo. It could have, yo. Exactly. Because it's layers, man. It's layers. But I agree with everything you said, bro. Like, yeah, to all the listeners, man. Just, you know, if you're being honest, keep it up, man. I mean, you know, you don't got to cover your tracks. If you're practicing omission, that's your business. We're not saying it's right or wrong, but just realize that, you know, eventually the truth does come out. So
right. Just know the game you're playing. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Know the game you're playing.
And know who you're running it to, because, you know, who you think you're fooling, they 9 times out of 10, they know you're running game.
Yeah, so, bro.
Well, yo, no doubt, bro. I appreciate it, man. And
yo, appreciate you, man.
Yo, we definitely gonna have you on again, brother.
Yes, sir. Anytime, man. Anytime.
Definitely, man. So, word up, man. Yep. So, yo, once again, it's been the Diagnosis Success Podcast. We were talking about the relationships. If you love me, then you'll lie to me, true or false. We have my brother JD on here, and we'll have part 2 with Tanika Sadiku. Keep it locked, keep it tapped in, and be great as always.
So much that they seem wrong. Never gon' lose, that's my theme song. I'm just a kid, Billy Jean song. Back to reality, ain't no one bad as me. See, they be doubting, but I keep on actually pushing. Not giving up, that's how I give it up. Pushing, not giving up, that's how I give it up. That's how I give it up.